Hello, this is Lexi Schumacher, and I'm here with Joaquin. And today we're at Kenley Field, and the Dominican Penguins men's soccer take on Concordia Irvine.
It's going to be a good game today, fellas. We've got two great teams with Concordia at 0-4-0 and 0-0-0 for the Pac West, and Penguins with 0-5-0. So both don't have a win. So hopefully they get one of them gets a win. And if not, they get a tie. It's going to be very interesting.
Hopefully it's the Penguins today. I need to see a win out of them. I want to win this season.
Yeah, we got to get at least one win. One solid win. Hopefully it's today.
I think we have a pretty good lineup. We have a good lineup of freshmen this year. And I haven't seen them play yet. You've seen them, right, Joaquin?
Yeah, the freshmen have a lot of energy. They have a lot of intensity. They're ready to play. They come out here with their passion and all their heart just to come out and play for a little bit, for all the little seconds they can get, and hopefully they make the best out of it.
And we also have a new head coach, right? The assistant coach and manager is the same, I believe. So
yeah, so it was interesting seeing the difference between Zach Kingsley and the previous coach from last year, and how different he sets up the formation, how different he gets the team to play, the rhythm they have, and everything.
And the kickoff to the game with a Penguin kickoff. Oh, shit. And the ball is out on the Penguins, number 15, Gomez. And it will be a Concord throw-in. Throw-in towards the middle to number 10. And deflected by number 27, Zamora. Zamora with the ball, and it will be a foul and a Penguin ball. Awesome. Number 2 of the Penguins, Murphy, will be taking this kick. Hopefully it'll get right into the box. And a kick right in front of the 18. With a header by the Penguins, and a continual ball in the front of the 18, but Concord Irvine will kick it up to number 12, but number 15 of the Penguins will keep on the outside, a cross in, saved by Rabbit. Rabbit with a throw to the outside, to number 13. And the ball will be out.
It's been a good game. A lot of passing up and down. And now the ball gets thrown in by Concordia Irvine. It gets possessed in the halfway point. Gets back passing in the defense. It gets deflected for the throw-in. Throw-in for the Penguins. Marco Aguirre is getting ready to throw it in. He throws it into Martin Gomez. And then now has it Mika Allo. Allo passes it to number 17.
Roberto Macias.
And now it's out for a goal kick. Christian Tate about to take the goal kick. Freaking Cordy Irvine. All the way to the halfway point. Gets it possessed by the Penguins. Penguins passes it. Heads it to the number 10 of the Concordia Irvine. Concordia Irvine passes it. And now it gets possessed by the Penguins. Penguins throw it up to the middle. Mikaela tries to fight for it against number 18 from Anthony Rodriguez. Rodriguez clears it all the way to the back line of Penguins. Number 33 for the Penguins. Tristan White passes it back to Rabbit. Rabbit gets it, and it's all safe for the Penguins. The Penguins pass it back to number 15, Micah Gomez, and then he passes it to number 2, Murphy. Murphy passes it to Zamora. Zamora passes it all the way to number 19, Tanner Herrero, all the way down the flank. He tries to get through, but a foul was called against Cordy Irvine right at the corner flag.
The Penguins will be taking the ball. Hopefully it's a good kick in right into the 18. I think we can get ahead on it and we'll be able to get into the goal. Hopefully we'll be a far side of the goal kick by Macias. The Penguins are lining up inside the box, getting ready for the kick. The kick is into the 18, and it will be out, and it will be an Eagles goal kick.
Tay once again ready to set up the goal kick right here. Stepping back all the way, and all the Concordia players are pushing up, even the defense. The defense is about three-quarters up the up their possession of the field. Yeah, Tate kicks it all the way up to past the halfway point. Calgary heads it out and into out of bounds. Concordia is about to throw it in. Oh, the player throws it back for a little bit. Oh, Murphy gets it. He gets dispossessed. All the way back to number. And number 14 of Concordia, Jesus Garcia, gets the ball, crosses over to the other side. Number 7 for Concordia passes all the way back to 10, and 10 is about to pass it to the middle and to number 16. 16 passes all the way to 12. It gets intercepted, and Penguins try to clear it out, but it just does not work. Number 14, Jesus Garcia, gets the ball again, passes it to number 23. But it gets dispossessed by Murphy. Murphy passes it to Zamora. Zamora tries to control the ball in the middle. Pass it all the way to Mark Calgary on the left side. Calgary is streaking down the middle, down the wing. Goes for a through ball. Tries to hit Mikaola, but they were just not connecting. Now it's a throw in for Concordia.
It is actually a... It is... It's thrown for Concordia on the right side. Concordia with the ball. Pressure by the Penguins, though.
There's a foul called for the Penguins against the Concordia Irvine Eagles. Around halfway in the middle of the Concordia half, Mark Calgary just put the ball down. He's ready to take the free kick, waiting for all his players to go up. How's this game going, Lexi?
I mean, it is the very first 15 minutes of the game. I think it's a lot of panic right now, especially because the Concordia is up by one goal, so we're not controlling it.
And now Mark Calgary takes a free kick. It gets dispossessed and cleared out by Concordia defender all the way up to the Dominican half. Number 19 for Dominican, number 15, excuse me, Michael Gomez, kicks it out for a Concordia throw-in. Number 14 of Concordia, Jesus Garcia, is about to take the throw-in. Passes it all the way to number 10, Rodriguez. Rodriguez passes it to number 13, Eric Torres. Eric Torres passes it to Garcia again, all the way up to Jesus. But Jesus, it was too far of a ball, and Jesus, and the ball goes out for a goal kick. Rabbit gets the ball, and he's about to throw it, do a goal kick.
I think the Penguins need to, control it, slow it down.
Yeah, they need to slow it down, get a little possession going, and just not panic.
It seems a little bit of a panic, but they have time.
Patrick passes it to number 33, Tristan White, and then White passes it to Mark Calgary. Mark Calgary does a through ball in the air to Mikaola. Mikaola, excuse me. But it goes to the goalkeeper, saying the goalkeeper, Christian Tate, does a punts it all the way across the halfway. But it, and then the Concordia number 7, name. I guess this is possessed on the wing by number 15. Gomez. Now it's for the free kick because the Concordia Irvine player fouled the Dominican Penguins.
I think we, once again, need to calm down. I think they're countering a lot, so we need to stop that maybe at midfield. Don't let them get past us.
Yeah, and you can see that the defense of the Dominican Penguins is holding a very high line, and this could be either a dangerous thing or it could be a good thing.
I think it's going to be dangerous, especially with a lot of kids up and counterattacks.
And Concordia Irvine swung it across the back line, and number 14, Jesus Garcia, runs across the middle, passes it to number 3 for a give and go, and then passes it on to number 23, Rauji. Rauji tries to kick it, but gets deflected by the Dominican defense, and then he gets the ball all the way at the halfway line by number 10, Rodriguez. Rodriguez gets the ball back again, and he's going to take an ambitious shot from all the way from about 30 or 40 yards out. It goes right.
It was lucky. That could have been a pretty good shot. I think we need to pick up the defense a little bit higher. That shot was a dangerous shot. Even though it was a pretty far shot, that guy had a kick. He was able to get it pretty close.
And now we know that if you give these guys an inch of space, they will take it. They will take that shot. Patrick passes it all the way to number 33. Tristan White passes it. Mark Calgary passes it back to Tristan White. Tristan White goes up, but tries to pass it. It gets deflected. Goes back to the Concordia player. The Concordia player does some fancy stuff. He still has the ball. He has two players around him. He still has the ball. And it goes out for a throw-in for the Concordia Irvine.
We have some good pressure in the midfield right now. I think that they're not getting it in the midfield, but they're passing around it, bringing it out wide, bringing it to the wing, so the Penguins need to pressure that area.
And the throw-in goes in. There was a little tumble, but the ref says play on. The Dominican Penguins defender clears it all the way up to the top, all the way out to the half of the Concordia Irvine. Number 11 for them, Jeremy Gordon, heads all the way back to Christian Tate, and Christian Tate grabs it. He then punts it all the way. It's a far punt across. It goes all the way out on the other side by the corner flag. Murphy was using his body to hold the Concordia Irvine player back. He was holding Rauji back, and that was a throw-in for the Concordia for the Dominican Penguins.
The Penguins are able to bring it up, but it will be out once again, and it will be a Penguin throw-in.
Murphy's about to throw it in. Throws it in. Go. Geddes gets in. He gets a header, but gets it possessed. It goes all the way to Samora, though. Samora passes it to Alo. Alo passes it back to Calgary. Calgary passes it all the way up to Micah Alo, but it goes out for a throw-in for the Dominican Penguins.
I can see that we have speed up front. Alo is very fast. He keeps getting to the balls. They're a little bit too far for him, but he is pressuring the defense and also the goalie to the ball, which is good. So through balls, maybe a little too far right now. And it will be a throw-in.
And it's thrown in. It's a far throw-in, and it goes all the way to the penalty spot, but it gets headed out by the Concordia Irvine defense. Murphy gets it at the sideline. 1-2 with her hair all the way down to the sideline. The sideline. Murphy crosses it in. Ooh. But number 17, Roberto Marcias couldn't get to it. And it is cleared out by the Concordia defense all the way back to the back line of the Dominican Penguins. Murphy now has possession on the right side. He's looking at what to do. He tries a through ball for Roberto Macias. Macias almost gets to it. Oh, and it's out for the Concordia Irvine. Now there's a substitute for the Concordia Irvine. Jacob Rodewald is coming in for number 7, Ryan Nie.
Let's see whether this sub will change the game for the Eagles. We haven't had a sub yet for the Penguins. I think we're doing all right. No one looks too tired yet.
Some fresh legs might be a little helpful. The throw-in goes in. Number 10 tries to get it, but Murphy's there to clear it out with a nice slide tackle. Jesus Garcia now has the ball again. It goes back to number 3, to Kurnihe. And he can pass it all over number 23. Rauji tries to through ball all the way to the streaking left flank, but he tries to pass it all the way back as a layout to number 23, Rauji, but the Dominican defense there to clear it out. Marco Aguirre now has the ball, tries to clear it out to pass it to Macias, but Macias couldn't get to it. Deflected to Zamora. Zamora does a great through ball to Murphy on the right side. Murphy passes it to Ala. Ala does a little cheeky little swing to Murphy. Murphy then through balls it to Zamora. Zamora couldn't get to it, but then passes it to Geddes. Geddes tries to shot, but it goes out right wide.
That was a good attack. We need to continue to do those. That was a good counter. We swung it wide, brought it back to the middle, tried to cross it in. It was a pretty good shot. Turned us, yeah. Thanks, man.
Oh. Tate getting ready to take the goal kick after that great, great play by Dominican. The first play we've seen them do something that shows their potential, shows their skill. Tate gets it all the way, kicks it all the way past the halfway. Mark Yogi heads the ball. Benac and Cordia Irvine has the ball. Number 16, Jose Garcia passes it back to number 18, Anthony Rodriguez. Rodriguez passes it back. He's swinging the ball on the defense. Passes it to number 16, Jose Garcia. Garcia passes it to Roadwall, the guy with the fresh legs, the new player. But Mark Calgary is there to tap it out for a little throw-in. Cordia Irvine now throws the ball. Martin Garcia is there for the header. And now Concordia Irvine still has the ball. Back to Rodriguez. Rodriguez goes up the middle. Does a great through ball to 12. Number 12, Connor Gordon. But the AR has raised her flag. Now it's at offsides. That was a very dangerous through ball. But the Dominican Penguins got lucky with that offsides.
It's definitely an example of how that defense being high up might be an issue. We're lucky this time. We better watch it. Be careful for that line.
Or if you're going to make that offside strap, you got to make sure you make it or make it count.
That's for sure. If you don't make it count, there's definitely going to be a lot of goals or a lot of opportunities that almost turn into goals.
Patrick Rabbit is about to take this free offside kick. Kicks it. Great kick. Very high. All the way to the Irvine defense. Irvine heads it, headers it, but Mark Calgary headers it back, but it's called for a foul on the Concordia Irvine against Mark Calgary.
I think Mark can get this towards the far post. If someone, I think Roberto, gets a head on it, he can be able to head it straight towards the near post.
And now around 40 yards out, Mark Calgary is waiting for his players to get up and waiting for the ref to blow his whistle.
The Penguins are getting ready up front. A little bit of pushing.
We're
ready.
His hands, and it's a free kick. Not as far as he would have wanted, maybe, but it was okay. Number two from Cordia Irvine, Roadwall gets it. It gets deflected. It was just a bad pass, and it goes out for the throw-in for the Penguins. Martin Gomez comes out for number seven, Matt Case.
Fresh legs, finally. The Penguins have some fresh legs. If he can control it in the middle, bring it around, maybe get a shot off of it.
Another freshman coming in. Murphy takes the throw-in. Mike Ayala has it. Oh, but it gets dispossessed. Rodriguez does a little nice to try to through ball it, but 33, Tristan White is still there, clears it, and now it's a throw-in for the Dominican Penguins.
The fresh legs on the field is going to be a good idea. It's 20 minutes left in the game. I think the Penguins obviously have tons of time to make an opportunity out of it. Maybe bringing it towards the middle, swinging it out to the right side. We're very fast on the right side.
Once again, you're listening to Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. And our throw-in goes in, but it gets cleared up by the Concordia Irvine. All the way to number 12, Concord Gordon. Gordon just keeps running down the right side, but gets dispossessed in a little tumble. The whole bench is thinking that it was called the foul, but the ref says play on, get up, and the Dominican Penguin defense clears it out, gets a nice crosses the whole field with that cross. But Jesus Garcia tries to dispossess it, but it goes out for another Penguin throw-in.
And will be a Penguin substitute.
Tanner Herrera is coming out for number 16, Colin Gunby. All these freshmen in rotation. How do you feel about this?
I think it's good. I haven't seen them play yet, but first legs on the field are always good. A couple more. We can run up a little bit more.
And Gomez does a throw-in, but it gets it possessed. Jesus Garcia tries to clear it all the way up, but it gets back to Gomez's feet. Gunby just headed it back, but it couldn't. Michael Olis now has it. Gets it possessed. The defense clears it. Back to Gomez. Gomez then headers it to Murphy. Murphy tries to get a cheeky little 1-2 with Allo. Gets it. Murphy's running down the right flank. Cross it. Gets it possessed. And Rodriguez now has the ball. Micaola, oh, what a beautiful tackle with the shot, but gets deflected by number 11, Jeremy Gordon. A shot by the Penguins, but unfortunately it goes out wide.
This is good. We're taking more shots. Definitely going to get us a goal. No shots. We're possessing it over here a lot, I think on the Concordia side, but I think our problem is they're countering a lot. And it'll be very quick, and it'll be very fast. And we're not necessarily, I don't want to say we're not ready, but because of our high defense.
We just get disorganized, correct, yeah. Right. Now, Christian Tate takes that goal kick around, and it goes around halfway. Mark Hager gets it, uses his head, pass it to Gomez. Gomez and pass it all the way up to Gunby. Gunby tries a through ball to Micaola. Allo tries to cross. Oh, he does a fake shot. And pass it, lays it out to the to about the 18-yard 20. Zamora tries to take a shot but misses it. Back to Calgary. Calgary passes it to Zamora. Zamora tries to get it. They're still battling. Number 13, Eric Torres gets it, clears it to Tristan White. Tristan White headers it back to Gunby. Gunby gets it down the middle. Oh, pass it to Zamora. To Case down the wing. Case, oh, there's a foul against Case now. It's a throw-in for the Penguins. Mark Hargreaves passes to Tristan White. Tristan White then crosses it all the way to Murphy on the right side. Murphy then passes it to Michael Allo. Allo then crosses it, but it gets headed out by the Concordia defense to number 13. Then 23, Rauji does a great through ball to Gordon. Gordon is up. Oh, and he's running. There's Rauji in the middle. But Rabbit got to the ball first when Gordon crowded across in the middle.
They definitely need to pick up their defense. There's lack of communication for sure. There'll be two people back there, and then the two are up front trying to make runs. So they need to either get the midfield to bring back for them or get back themselves.
What a great pump by Rabbit. Rabbit gets it all the way to Case. Case gets it to Macias. Macias couldn't control it, and now it's out for a throw-in for the Concordia Irvine. There's going to be some substitutes for the Penguins and for the Concordia Irvine. Coming in for Concordia Irvine is number 5, Asher Axe, and coming out for him is Takura Nihe. And for the Dominican Penguins, it's Ryan Gullett for Tristan White in the defense. More freshmen coming in and more freshmen coming out. Just a little rotation.
I think the back line need a little bit of a change. I'm not saying one of them is making any mistakes, but I think the communication was lacking a little bit back there. I know that they want to move forward and bring the ball up, and they're making great runs down the sides, but when you leave two players or maybe one player against two other offenders, it's bound to... You could easily make a mistake, they could easily make a mistake, and it ends up a goal. I think that when they do push up very high, that the center defender is put in an awkward position because they either want to leave them offsides or try to defend them themselves.
Concordia Irvine with the free kick, but the free kick is not as high and as powerful as number 11, Jeremy Gordon, wanted it to. So the Penguins have the ball, but the freshman, Ryan Gullett, pulls down number 5. On Concordia Irvine, Asher Axe, and now it's a free kick around the 40-yard mark on the Dominican Penguins side.
And I think we need to get this out. This kick is going to be dangerous. I think they're pretty good. The Eagles are pretty good in the air, but we're also pretty good in the air. And Rabbit has amazing catch. It's a hit out, but a shot again by the Eagles. Deflection by the Eagles, I believe. Nope, it will be deflection by the Penguins, so it will be a corner kick. This will be dangerous up in the air.
Gumby coming back with his height. Gumby is standing at 6'3", one of the tallest on the team. And Corey Irvine is setting up for the corner kick. Rodriguez is coming in to try to get a little touch and go with a corner kick. Murphy is there to protect it. The ref saying some words to the players. And it's a 1-2. Oh, down the middle, but Zamora is there to clear it. Jesus Garcia and Michael Allo running past, but Michael Allo grabs Jesus Garcia's shirt, and it's called a foul. Jesus Garcia does a fast free kick to Rodriguez. Rodriguez is looking for the next player. Oh, tries to get a nice through ball, but Michael Allo is there. Gummy goes behind the foul. Oh, but it's behind the back foul. He just jumped over him.
Getting a little bit frustrated up here.
We can see that as the time runs out with only 13 minutes left, the Dominican Penguins are looking for the goal and are getting aggressive.
I think if we can get a goal in this first half, it definitely will change the second half completely, going in 1-1.
And the free kick is taken. Murphy is deflected off of Murphy's back, down to the 18-yard box, but Calgary gets it. Clears it, but now it's offsides. It's offsides at the 18-yard box, and Patrick is about to take this free kick. He takes a nice short pass to Calgary on the left side. Calgary passes it all the way to Case. Case passes it back to Calgary. A nice little 1-2. Calgary does a through ball, but it gets intercepted by Concordia defense. Back to Mark Calgary. Calgary to Macias. Macias to Case. Case back to Martin Gomez. Gets dispossessed by Rougie. Now there's a foul on Gomez at the 35-yard half point at the Concordia Irvine half.
The coach getting a little bit angry with the players fouling. Definitely a lot of fouls. Frustration once again. It's bound to happen. A couple fouls here and there.
Ben Kingsley is definitely trying to tell his team to calm down and to get their heads back in the game. The free kick is taken all the way. It crosses the field all the way to Garcia. Garcia is running down the middle. What a through ball. But it gets dispossessed by Mark Calgary. If that would have gone through, that would have been a dangerous play. Good thing Mark Calgary was there. Zamora gets fouled by Garcia. Garcia is running back like nothing even happened. He needed to stop that play so his team would get organized again.
And it will be a free kick.
Calgary tells Rabbit he's got to take it so Calgary can go up and be ready for that defense. Patrick is around the 30-yard point of his own half, telling his team to get up and ready for his boot. He takes that free kick. That free kick goes all the way to Zamora. Zamora gets dispossessed. I mean, Case gets dispossessed, excuse me. But Mark Calgary is there to regain possession. It's a 1-2 with Gullet. Gullet passes to Calgary. Calgary passes it back to Gomez. Gabriel Villaputa, not Gomez, Villaputa. But it goes out for a throw-in. Gullet passes it into the middle of all the players, but it gets headed out by the Gordon Irvine. Luckily, we get it back, and now there's another foul on Zamora. The ref is giving a little talking to, telling him a warning. This is maybe your second time. He needs to calm it down.
Maybe a sub. I'm not saying we need. He might need a sub just to calm it down.
Yeah.
Get ready for the second half.
Right, get a rotation. Get him.
Fresh legs as well, just getting it in there. It is the last 10 minutes of the game. Fresh legs can definitely get something in the goal.
And now for the free kick against, not as powerful and as long as we were expecting it to, but Concordia Irvine remain with possession. Now Number 16, Jose Garfias, passes it to Garcia. Garcia passes it to Eric Torres. Eric Torres does a little flick to Garfias. Garfias gets pushed, nudged, but dispossessed by Murphy. Murphy tries to kick it out, but it gets deflected off of Torres, and it's now a throw-in for the Dominican Penguins.
I think this is the opportunity to swing it around.
The throw-in is taken, but once again, it is now another throw-in for Concordia Irvine. There's a substitute, number 17 for Concordia Irvine, as Higuita is coming out for Rodriguez.
I don't even think that throw-in went in.
Yeah, that was, I don't, it was a very weird throw-in, not one that should be taken by a professional soccer player in the Division II league. But mistakes are made. Zamora goes up, tries to through ball to Gumby, but luckily it gets deflected off of Concord Irvine back to Gumby. Gumby tries to get it to Micah Allo on the right side, but Micah Allo cannot get to it, and the defense is now clearing it all the way up to Mark Calgary. Mark Calgary seems as if though he moved back into the left, into the center back position instead of the left back. Maybe that might make the defense a little more secure. Now there's a foul on.
It's a handball.
A handball on
it.
The Penguins around the 40-yard box. Garcia takes it very quick to 23. Rauji tries a through ball, but it's nowhere near any of his players. Patrick gets it nice and safe.
Patrick trying to move up his players, bringing it down, calming it down, letting them move up slowly. Like getting in position.
Like a true captain. He gets a punt, punts it past the halfway point. Gumby and Rodriguez try to fight for it, but Rodriguez finally gets it, passes it all the way to the new substitute, Isaac Geddes. He gets it, Geddes passes it back to the defense, to Espinoza. Espinoza passes it all the way up, but gets dispossessed by Mark Calgary. Calgary passes it to his winger. His winger then tries a through ball to Gullett, who is a junior. Excuse me, I mistook him for a freshman. He's a junior. But the ball runs out of bounds, and now it's a goal kick for the Irvine.
And Penguins will be turning around, getting ready for this kick. Setting up, hopefully winning the 50-50. Not allowing the Eagles to get onto their half. It's a kick towards the middle and a fight in the back. Concord possessing the ball on the outside.
Mark Calgary is there to take it. Oh, he gets past an attacker and gets it and clears it out to Gumby. Gumby is there at the halfway mark, just fighting with Garcia. Garcia and Micah Allo are not going at it, but it goes out for a throw-in for the Dominican Penguins. Murphy's going to take it, waiting for everyone to get up. Takes it. Gumby's there. He flicks it back with his head. Garcia's there to flick it, but Zamora is there, but gets pushed down by number 16, Jose Garfias.
I think this is our time to slow it down. I think Connor Murphy will take it. We haven't seen Connor Murphy take a free kick yet, so this should be interesting. I think he's going to try to get it to the far post in the back where Roberto Macias can head it in. Gumby,
especially
very tall players.
Yeah. But as you can tell, these two teams seem fairly evenly height-wise. And Murphy takes a free kick. The free kick gets into Case. Case flicks it back. Tries to get the header, but he couldn't. And it's out. Pass it to... It's offside. The AR had his flag raised for a while, but the ref just couldn't see it. But the ref finally calls it. Players are a little bummed out about that. He should have called it a little earlier, but... You know, it happens.
Sometimes refs can't see each other. Sometimes the play just keeps going. I think when that happens, the offsides, it's hard for the ref to figure it out, and the game will continue. And as you said, it is frustrating sometimes, especially if you get a shot off of that.
And Tate takes the goal kick. It gets flicked back all the way, like a through ball, almost a through ball, but there's a foul against the Concordia Irvine offense. Patrick Rabb is about to take it. It's five yards in front of the 18-yard box. Once again, he's telling all his players to get up. And once again, you're listening to radio, Penguin Radio. Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Rabbit takes the goal kick. And Case flicks it back. Oh, there's a free guy in the middle, Micah Isla, but gets it possessed, and Christian Tate gets it again. Tate telling all his players to get up, trying to waste a little bit of time with 4 minutes and 15 seconds left.
Four shots for the Penguins and four shots for the Eagles. Not many shots today.
He finally takes that kick. It's a huge kick. Goes all the way back to Murphy. Murphy headers it, but it gets back in the possession of the Concordia Irvine player. But it gets dispossessed once again for the Dominican Penguins. And number 15, Michael Gomez clears it, but Jesus Garcia gets it again for Concordia Irvine. Does a nice little turn. Passes it to number 17, Isaac Geddes. Geddes takes a ripper, but Micah Isla is there to deflect off it. Zamora gets it, passes it to Gumby. Gumby does a little turn. Gumby, nice little through ball, but gets deflected off by Rauji. Gumby gets back in it, but gets dispossessed once again by Isaac Geddes. And now number 13 for Concordia Irvine, Eric Torres, tries to get the ball, but now it's out for a Penguin throw-in. Murphy is there once again, waiting for his teams to get open. Throws it. Gumby's there against Geddes, but Geddes wins. Geddes still has it. Pass Zamora gets it. Now dispossesses Geddes. He's passed to Gumby on the right wing. Gumby does a little nice through ball to Micah Isla. Isla does a little cut. Passes it to Zamora. Zamora tries to get through everyone. Almost get through everyone. And it goes out for a corner kick.
I think this is the time the Penguins seem to be pumped. We're getting it up there. I think Michael Allo, I think he can get one in. He's working very hard. He's not only bringing the ball forward, but he's also getting back and defending, which is important in this game right now, because if you lose the ball, you got to get that ball back quickly. Otherwise, the counter will happen. I think it's going to be it might be a short corner. It might not.
Michael Murphy's coming up as if it looks for a short corner. But Case takes it, passes it to the 18-yard box to Micah Isla, as we were just talking about. But Micah Isla gets dispossessed, gets cleared out all the way back to Michael Gomez. Gomez takes it up to the halfway line. He passes it to Case. Case runs down the middle, passes it to Zamora. Zamora's wide open in the middle, takes a ripper, but the ripper goes to the left.
A little bit of a trick play right there on the corner. They made it appear like it was short, then crossed it towards the front of the 18, let go through someone's legs, and then try to get a shot off of it. Maybe not the ideal play for that one. I think they should have just brought it in, kicked it in, tried to go for the head in the last 2 minutes of the game. But I'm not playing, so.
And Tate takes the goal kick. Ryan Golick wins the header, passes it to Case. But it goes out for a throw-in. The Penguins are hustling to get the throw-in. They pass it in, but get dispossessed. Rauji passes it all the way to the right wing. Number 9, Benjamin. Let's go. And then number 17, Geddes gets it, but gets dispossessed. But number 5, Asherax is there to get it again. Tries a through ball, but Eric Torres was just not fast enough, and Patrick Rabbit gets it. Nice to save in his hands again. He punts it. It's a pretty far punt all the way to the 40-yard point of the Concordia Irvine half. The Concordia Irvine player defender headers it, but it goes all the way out to throw in. Gomez is about to take the throw in. He's a nice little run up. It's a far throw in all the way to Gumby. Gumby gets overpowered by the defender, and now it's out for another throw in. Gomez once again for the throw in. Case headers it back. Tries to flick it to another defender up in the box, but nothing. Another corner kick for the Penguins. You can hear Zach Kingsley telling all his players to say quickly. 7 seconds left. Corner kick taken, but nothing. And Murphy with that last shot of the game, but nothing there. Nothing there. Now for the half, 0-1. Concordia Irvine leading by one. What did you think about this half, Lexi?
I think that it definitely, I feel like the Penguins had a lot of control I think it was still 50-50, but we had a lot of control in the Eagles' half, but our problem was definitely the counterattack. It would happen very often, and we weren't able to stop it at midfield, where I think we need to stop it, possess it, and then bring it back up. But I think our players are playing, they're playing well. They're being aggressive. They're getting to the 50-50s. Mm-hmm. They're not just letting someone get by them and not working for it. They're working very hard, the Penguins, right now. I think a little bit of... I'm not going to say we're unlucky. We need more shots for sure. It's only 6 shots for us right now.
And now what do you want to see in the second half?
Well, shots for sure. I want tons of shots. I think that's what we need. I think we're good in the air because we are about even heights with the Eagles. So it's 50-50 for both of us. If we just get it up there, head it right into the goal, I think it'll be good. I don't want to say need to change the back line, but
get the back line more organized.
More organized. They don't need to change, but...
Right. Well, this was for the first half of the Dominican soccer program for the men's game against Concordia Irvine. It's 0-1 with Concordia leading by 1. Meet us for the second half, commentating with Lexi and I, Joaquin Cordero. Welcome back to Kennelly Field for the second half of the men's soccer program. The Dominican side is now huddled up as a team, giving little pep talks. Same with the Concordia Irvine. What are you trying to see this half, Lexi?
I definitely want to see possession. Possession for sure. Once we have possession, we'll be able to calm it down, move it back and forth, bring it to the left, bring it to the right, bring it up towards the middle. And once we do have the possession, we'll be able to take those shots, and the other team won't have control of the ball whatsoever. And eventually, if we do get really good possession, the other team is going to get tired. The Penguins are fast. They're fast on the ball. If they're able to just bring the ball around fast, back and forth, they'll get through the back pretty quickly. Obviously, I want more shots. More shots, definitely.
Shots for sure. We need the shot count to go up.
6 shots? That's not a lot. That's how many you should have in maybe the first 10 to 20 minutes. But also, the Eagles only have 7 shots as well, so we're keeping it away from the goal.
We're keeping it even. And as we heard Zach Kingsley say this during the halftime, he said, keep going and fight for every ball, and you have to go get it. And that's true. I mean, you have to fight for every inch, no matter how difficult it is. You have to try your best, and I think the Dominican Penguins need to do that. Same with the Concordia Irvine, and now the players on the field, same starting 11. Gumby's in, and now Case is in. There's a lot of freshmen once again. Martin Gomez is back in. Concordia Irvine seems to have the same lineup as they left the half. Concordia Irvine starts, pass it back to Chris Rodriguez. Rodriguez passes it back to the right side. The right side kicks it up. Nahe kicks it up all the way out, but it goes out for a throw-in for the Dominican Penguins. Murphy gets it. He's about to throw it in. Running up to the spot. Throws it in. Herrero flicks it back with a header. Macias is trying to run it down the middle. The Concordia Irvine player passes it back to Tate. Tate kicks it up very close to Macias, almost intercepting it. Gullit gets it, headers it back, but too far of a header for Case, and it goes out for a throw-in. Espinoza throws a bin for Concordia Irvine, but Mark Calgary is there to dispossess it. Passes it to Zamora. Tries to have a little flick for Case. It goes out for out of bounds. Espinoza then throws it in again to Name. Namie gets it, passes it to Raji. Raji then passes it to the middle to Nahe, but gets his possessed. Murphy's streaking down the middle, passes it to Gunby. Gunby has a little nice footwork, gets around him, but he gets his possessed. Unfortunately, he gets back to Macias. Macias does a nice swing across the back, but is a little too far for Case, and it goes out of bounds.
I think the game is starting off well. We're attacking. It's high intensity. They know what this half needs to be. It's going to be high possession and shots. So they're ready to start.
Espinoza now throws it in. Gets intercepted by Golit. Golit again, then it gets dispossessed by the Concordia Irvine players, but Forsen gets it back again. Pass to Macias. Macias does a little touch to Zamora. Zamora is looking for a player. He then crosses it all the way to Murphy on the right side. Murphy controls it, passes it to Herrera. Herrera then does a 1-2 to Murphy. Murphy then passes to Zamora. Zamora does the first touch, but the first touch is a little too heavy and into the hands of Tate. The passing is immaculate right now. What do you think, Lexi?
Definitely. It's way better than last half. This is controlled now. It's to the player. It's fast. It's switching.
And now Tate punts it, but he gets dispossessed by the header by Murphy. Murphy gets it. Passes it to Herrera. Herrera could not control it, and now it's out for a throw-in for the Concordia Irvine on the Irvine half. Throws it in. Chris Rodriguez gets it, but gets dispossessed by Gumby. Gumby's down the right wing. Crosses it into the middle. Macias is there to control it. He controls it on the 18-yard box. His little touch. Tries to finish his way around. It gets a shot off, but it goes wide to the right.
That was amazing. He had control of the ball. He tried to get around three players. He was in the heat of the moment. Took a shot. That was a good opportunity. He keeps doing that. We're going to get a shot off. It was scrappy, but it was good. The defense for the other side. Maybe a pass back would have been good for the player, but you know, you're in the heat of the moment, you're going to take that shot.
Christian Tate finally takes that goal kick, but Golik gets a goal, fouls of the Concordia Irvine player, Ryan Name. Ryan Name's a little slow to get up, but he finally gets up. His arm's a little tweaked. Spinoza's about to take that free kick around the halfway. Mark passes the Name. Name flicks it up and around to try to get into the middle. For Raji, but Raji cannot get it. It gets cleared out by Gomez. Gomez clears it out to around the halfway. Chris Rodriguez and Zamora fighting for it. Rodriguez gets it, tries to pass it, but he couldn't. Dispossessed. Gets deflected off to the Concordia Irvine player. And then gets dispossessed by the Dominican player. Throws it, kicks it all the way up to try to get to Gumby. And Gumby and the Concordia Irvine defense are trying to fight for it, but it finally goes out for a goal kick.
That was good high pressure once again. We cleared it. Last half, we weren't able to really clear it that far. We got stuck in the middle. We're bringing it up the wide. This is going to be a good half.
Tate kicks it all the way on the half. Golit headers it, but it was just a random header that just went out for a throw-in. Recorded throw-in. Espinosa throws it in. Case gets in front of the player, gets the ball, so it passes Zamora. Zamora passes to Herrera, but gets it possessed. Concordia now has the ball. Nate Nihe does a great through ball to Chris Raji. And Patrick comes out for the save, and what a save by Patrick. Patrick could not get the ball. And there was a little tussle between Patrick Rabbit and number 16, Jose Garfias. It seemed as if though Patrick Rabbit held back Garfias, and it could in the box. It could have been called by the ref, but it wasn't.
I don't think the ref is going to call that just because it is the first beginning of the half. Sometimes the refs can be a little, you know, you don't want to change the game. The refs kind of hesitate a little bit. I'm not really sure what went on. You could see the arm. You could see falling. It's also soccer. Lots of flops. I never know.
This ref has also been letting these players play aggressively. He hasn't called a lot of things, but now it's a dangerous corner for the Concordia Irvine players. Number 14, Jesus Garcia is about to take the corner kick. The players are all getting situated in the box. A lot of pushing, a lot of aggressiveness in the box. Garcia takes a corner kick into the front post. Herrera deflects it. But now there is a free kick at the 25-yard line on the right side.
Little bit of a disagreement between the two players and the ref, kind of trying to figure it out for them. It's a dangerous play right here, right outside the 18, a swing in. The Penguins need to really get this head out, a quick out.
Chris Rodriguez and Jesus Garcia are in front of the ball. Who's going to take it? Only two-man wall. Rodriguez goes over the ball. Jesus Garcia takes it. Oh, and it's a goal. And it's a goal by number 12, Connor Gordon. It was a great. It was a great little play. It was a free kick, Connor Gordon went to do a celebration on the goal. He tried to praise the goal, and Patrick Rabbit got a little angry and pushed him back, and now Rabbit gets a yellow card for the aggressiveness. Patrick's still complaining to the AR, telling him that's a little taunting and what should be happening, and now.
I think that should have been both sides with the yellow. You can't taunt the goalie. Patrick can't push the player back, but I think it's both sides need to get it.
But it could be argued that he wasn't taunting the goal. He could be praising the goal as a celebration.
Yeah.
Either way, it was a little
unsportsmanlike.
It was a little iffy. But unfortunately for the Dominican player, he's the one who gets the yellow card for his retaliation.
I think with that goal, that it was just a dangerous play. What's getting the corner was the start of the dangerous play beginning. Then they brought it back. Lack of possession for the Penguins and clearing it out quickly and keeping the line together, being on the players. It was all very quick. It wasn't slow. The Penguins just a little bit faster for the Penguins that time, and we might have been able to get it out.
And now all the players are lined up. The ref blows the whistle, passes it to Matt Case. Case passes it to Macias. Macias passes it back to Case. Case takes the ripper. Oh, but it just curved out onto the left side of the goal.
We need to keep this intensity.
Great, great little start. Great 1-2. They weaved right through the Concordia players. It was an ambitious shot by Case. It was a shot that was well taken and a great opportunity. Just unlucky execution.
Those are the shots that we need right now. We need the speed to get up there. And the intensity. We need to keep what we had in the first 10 minutes of the game and keep it up.
And now Tate takes a goal kick. Golit and Name are trying to fight for it. Name gets it. It's a through ball to number 12. 12 gets it. Takes a rebound, but Patrick saves it. And it's now once again safely in Patrick's hand. Only 37 minutes left. Or over 30 minutes, 37 minutes left, and we're two down. Murphy takes it up the right side. He's trying to get past a player. He tries to get past a player, but gets pushed down. The AR's having to get up. And now he's getting number 10. Chris Rodriguez tries to go up the right flank. Tries to pass. It gets deflected off by a Dominican player. Hits off another Concordia player and out for a throw-in. The throw-in gets thrown in. Macias tries to fight for it. It's a struggle. They're still fighting for it. Gets pushed down and gets called the foul on right at the edge of the 18-yard box by the goal line.
There's a little bit of a disagreement between two coaches right now happening right in front of us. Not really sure what's happening. You know, it's very high intensity between the two of them. Maybe a little bit of a disagreement because the ref is letting a lot of things go, letting the game play on. I think the Penguins need to calm down, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they're down, so I mean, they can't really talk that much. It may be unfair, but what is really happening is they're down, so they have to find a way. Instead of complaining, they got to find a way to get back. Maybe with this free kick, this could happen.
It's going to be a dangerous free kick. It's almost like a corner. We set it up like a corner. We get it in, swing it in.
Macias is about to take it. Oh, and he goes for the shot, and what a shot it is. It goes in. What a goal by Macias. It goes in. Everyone was expecting a free kick into the middle, but Macias takes a ripper up to the upper left corner into the goal, and you can see the net rippling after that. All the Concordia players all surprised and just shocked at what happened. The Dominican bench is going crazy. That was a golazo. One for the record books, folks.
That was fantastic. That was an amazing shot. Left-footed, I believe, too. Hooked it right in.
Now it's 2-1. The Concordia players are now fighting back. Macias gets a free kick called on him at the halfway line. The Dominican Penguins have to realize that they have 35 minutes left to play. They cannot get their energy up, and they cannot waste all the energy, but they still have to hustle. They still have to get that second goal to equalize it. And it seems that as that halftime talk by Zach Kingsley really helped them. Now Concordia taking that free kick. It goes all the way up to the edge of the 18-yard box. Gomez clears it out with a header. Murphy's running up the wing. He keeps running. What a sprint. Pass to Gumby. Gumby controls it. Tries to get the pass to the player. He gets past the player. He's going to pass it up to Murphy again. Murphy gets it. Murphy's about to cross it. He crossed it in. Oh, but dispossessed by the Concordia defense. Martin gets it. Martin Gomez gets it. Gomez passes it to Blank. Case. Case is using his body. Passes to Gullet. Gullet pass is about to cross it. Tries to cross it in. Slide tackle by the Concordia player Espinoza. Out for a corner kick.
I think our adrenaline is pumping right now, the Penguins. And I think this is going to be a dangerous play.
It was a quick corner pass it to Gullet. Gullet crosses it back in but deflected off by a player, by the Concordia player. And Espinoza on the Concordia side. Clears up to Mark Aguirre. Mark Aguirre possesses it. Mark Aguirre tries the through ball to Macias, but way too far. And Christian Tate has possession of it. He finally picks it up as once as Gumby tries to get a little pressure. It seems as though the Concordia Irvine players are already starting to waste a little time, knowing that the Dominican Penguins have this momentum. And now Tate passes it all the way in, but Mark Aguirre gets it. But gets dispossessed by Name. Name gets it again, passes it to Raji. Raji passes it to Rodriguez. Rodriguez tries to do a little cheeky little chip through ball, but Gomez gets it, clears it, but Jesus Garcia gets it, tries to through ball, but Gullet now gets possession of it. Gullet tries to get clear it, but it's too late with the ball. Gets deflected off a Concordia player. Number 16, Jose Garcia passes it. Garfias passes it to Isaac Geddes. Geddes gets it possessed by Case. Case passes it to Macias. Macias passes it, lays it back to Herrera. Herrera's trying to pass to the half field. He threw balls it to Gumby. Gumby is looking for the cross. He crosses it into the middle, but Espinoza gets it, clears it with a header. But now, once again, the Dominican Penguins have the ball with Murphy. Murphy tries a little cross into the middle, way too far for any of the Dominican players, and gets it to the goalkeeper, Tate.
I think that we need to decide the defense when they need to clear and when they need to calm it down and possess it. I think there's a little bit of lack of communication when we need to clear it and when we need to possess it.
What a punt by the Concordia Irvine goalkeeper. Gets it possessed, but it goes into Ryan Gullet's feet. Gomez tries the little nice through ball. Ambitious, if you ask me, but a nice through ball over to Macias, but it goes into the hands of, once again, Christian Tate. Christian Tate taking his time. He punts it all the way up to the left side of the field. Nihei gets it, passes it back to Garcia. Garcia is trying to find a player. Does a nice little cross all the way to Geddes. Geddes is fighting with Gomez. Gomez headers it out for a throw-in now. Concordia throw-in. Once again, you're listening to Ping Radio on radio.dominican.edu.
I think the Penguins right now, if you agree with me, or are at that high intensity, but they're losing it a little bit. Losing it when it's in the back and they're trying to clear it. They're not clearing it very well.
Seems as though they're getting a little tired, but that's why we have subs. And we have yet to make any subs this half. And I think that's actually, we're about to take their first sub. Gumby coming out for Micah Allo.
I think this will be good with Michael Allo. In the first half, he was definitely very aggressive, bringing it up very fast, but also coming back. So I think we're going to see that on the field right now, and it's going to change the game a lot on the right side for sure. They pass it up to him. He makes some runs, gets past the players.
Now we have some speed and less height, but hopefully that speed can get it. Herrera gets it, tries passing it to Macias. Macias gets it, gets possession of it, tries, he crosses it all the way to Case. Case does a little touch and go to Allo. Allo tries to touch it over to Case, but the goalkeeper finally gets to it first. The goalkeeper throws it over to Name. Name does a little flick over, but Martin Gomez gets it again, clears it all the way to Herrera. Herrera tries to cross into the middle with a header to Micah Allo, but Allo gets his possessed into Macias. Macias does a little nice around the world, takes a shot, but the shot is deflected by Christian Tate, gets it again. What little footwork by Macias.
The speed he has, too. It's not even just he's speedy on the footwork. He gets right by them. It's quick.
And the punt goes off, gets way past the halfway cross, all the way to Rabbit. Rabbit gets it in his hands and is waiting for his players to get up. And Ben Kingsley, you hear him say, you better do it quickly. You're down and we're trying to get up, and we don't want this intensity to get wasted. Patrick is still rolling it up. He kicks it all the way up to Mike Allo. Mike Allo chasing it down against Jesus Garcia. He gets it, trying to possess it. He possesses it, tries a little nice little flick to Herrera, but Herrera cannot get to Garcia. Gets it, passes it to Nihei. Nihei passes it all the way back to, I mean, there's a through ball all the way to Name. Name gets it. He's by himself with Gullit trying to catch up to him. Gullit finally gets up, trying to go. Name tries to get past him. He gets past him, crosses in the middle, a shot, but the shot is taken by Geddes, and Geddes shanks it over the top. Great, great play by the Concordia Irvine. Great play. The Dominican side seemed a little disorganized, but Rabbit takes a goal kick free quickly, passes it to Murphy. Murphy gets past the Concordia Irvine player, passes it to Zamora down the half. You see Case making a run, but passes it to Micah Allo. Allo gets tripped right at the edge of the 18-yard box, and now an even more dangerous free kick for the Dominican Penguins. Will Masia make it again, or will another player take a shot at it? A yellow card was given to number 18, Anthony Rodriguez, for who committed the foul. There's going to be a couple substitutes. Number 6, John Latona, coming in for number 18, Anthony Rodriguez, for Concordia Irvine. What do you think about this free kick right here?
This one's going to be a difficult one just because it is so close to the goal, which means the Concordia wall is going to be covering the majority of the goal, which means the goalie is going to probably pick one side. I think that Macias used his left foot last time. I can't tell right now whether he's going to take it with his left. He probably is.
And he's got a shot with his left. He's got a power, and I hope that power does not make it go away over the goal.
I think maybe he'll go for the left side.
Right.
Curve it in a little bit.
They're all setting up. They're having a little discussion about how far the wall is from the...
It doesn't look far enough back.
But the ref blows the whistle. Macias tries the ground ball, but it gets deflected off a Concordia Irvine player and goes out for a corner kick. That was a very, very smart play. Instead of going for the little dip, he goes for the ground ball, catching everyone by surprise, and it goes up for a corner kick.
This corner kick is going to get in. I think Roberto is on the near post. If he gets it in, it's all... Oh.
Case takes it. It's a high, high lob. Gullit's there at the 6-yard, at the edge of the 6-yard, but it goes way over. And here's another substitute for Concordia Irvine. Number 2, Jacob Rodewald, coming in there's no player coming out. I think Chris Rodriguez, he's coming out, slowly trying to waste a little bit of time, walking, you know, taking his time.
He's definitely wasting time.
And the refs are all telling him to hurry up.
They might stop the clock, maybe? No, the refs.
Chris is still taking his time. Rodriguez is still taking, he's still not off the field. Rodewald, and the ref blows for the whistle. Christian Tate takes the goal kick, not as far as his usual ones, but Geddes flicks it back to Name. Name gets it. He's running down the right wing. Stops a little bit. Tries to get past Gullit. Gullit side tackles, but misses the side tackle. Name comes, goes. He tries to get past Mark Calgary. Mark Calgary gets past him. He goes for the cross. Roger takes a shot. Deflected off a Dominican Penguin player, but it's still in danger now. Number 16, Garfias takes it to try the through ball, but Rodewald is offsides. But it's not a call because Rabbit got the ball.
A little Rabbit. Bit of a scramble right there. Yeah, the defense not really ready for that.
A little struggle, right? Patrick passes it all the way to Murphy. Murphy then tries a little through ball to Macias. Macias cannot get to it. Now the Concordia Irvine players have it at the halfway line. I guess it's possessed again by the Concordia Irvine. Macias has it. Tries to get past all the players, but cannot. Espinosa now tries to run through the middle at the halfway line. Nihei has it, crosses it to Name. Name lays it back to Espinosa. Espinosa does a through ball with a Name. Name chasing it down. Gullit right on his back, trying to get past. Gullit gets it, but cannot get it. Name tries a shot, but Mark Calgary gets to it first, and he is now out for another corner kick. Another dangerous corner kick, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that, once again, as we're saying, the defense needs to work a little bit together on that. That when the player is on the outside, they seem to be able to get around them a little bit faster, maybe a little bit tired. But we need the organization in the back, so the back player, whoever it is, Mark, come in, sweep it out, instead of this little bit of a struggle, making them go up the line and then a cross in, which is very dangerous.
And now Jesus Garcia is getting ready to take that corner kick. He lifts his hand up, getting his players ready. And he's taking it. He takes it. It's a great ball. Rabbit tries to knock it out, but instead knocks it further back. Case is on the ground. It seems like he's injured.
I think of maybe, I can't tell. It was a lot of people up in the air.
Yeah,
it was
too many bodies in the way. I couldn't see what happened. But he's up. I think it was just a little knock on the head. He's getting back up again, and he's running. He seems like he's okay. That was a very dangerous play by Encore Irvine. But it's finally out for a throw-in for Encore Irvine around the halfway mark. Garcia takes the ball. He's trying to look for a place to throw it in. He throws it in. Rodewall gets past Gomez. Takes the ripper. Oh, and right past the left side of the post. From here, it seemed like it was about to go in, but Patrick saved that part, and it just shanked it.
I think we weren't ready for that one. That was a little bit of a quick one.
It was a quick one, too. Once again, Rabic passes it all the way to Murphy. It seems like he's favoring Murphy's side. Murphy takes it up. Does a nice pass in the air, but there was no one there to get it. Now it's in Christian Tate's hand, who's now, once again, wasting time. Maka Allo goes up, runs, sprints over to Christian Tate so he can pick up the ball to stop wasting time.
They're definitely going to continue the waste of time, and this was why the Penguins need to possess the ball. They get the ball, they're going to waste as much time as they can.
Tate kicks it, gets it up to Rodewald. Rodewald gets headers it over to Name. Name tries to get past Martin Gomez, but he could not. And Martin Gomez kicks it over to the flank. Case tries to clear it all the way to Macias. Macias cannot get to it. Espinoza clears it once again, and now it's another throw-in for.
And once again, Case is on the ground,
Case
getting
is on
a little
the ground
pushed
again.
Around
it
right now.
It seems that his head is bugging him a little bit, but he is not giving up. It looks like it's his eye. He's finally coming out. There's an injury sub, number 7, Matt Case coming out for Austin McGregor. Austin McGregor, number 9, coming as fresh legs. He's fast, he's on play the other home game. He's a good player, he's a good addition to this team. Gall takes a free kick on the ground. Macias tries to dummy it through his legs to try to get it to McGregor, but it is called a free kick. It is called a free kick on Macias, but there's a little argument between Espinoza and Macias on the foul, and the ref has to calm everything down.
It was definitely a push. I don't see why that's not a yellow. Same thing happened to Patrick. He pushed it. He got a yellow. You know.
Even Ben Kingsley is Zach Kingsley is complaining to the ref, saying that if Patrick Rabby got a yellow card for the push, why didn't Espinoza get one? Espinoza pass free kicks. Okay, takes the kick. Over to the Dominican defense, but Dominican defense clears it out. Michael Allo gets it now, and now a handball is called on Michael Allo, even though it seemed as though there was a foul on against the Concordia Irvine defense, but it was called as a handball. And you can hear Kingsley saying, telling his team to keep their cool and to not lose their heads, even though this game is getting a little bit more aggressive and a little bit more on edge.
23 minutes. Definitely the angst is coming right now. The Penguins know what's up. They need to score.
The game is just beginning if you think about it. 23 minutes, a lot can happen. Roll the ball, goes to the left side. He crosses it in, but is deflected off. Geddes gets it back and lays it off to Nihe. Nihe gets a shot off, but it's deflected off a Dominican player and off for a throw-in.
Looks like a lot of watching of the ball right now right there. The defender's getting ready for the shot. I think someone needs a pressure. I know watching the shot, not going to do too much for you, but the Penguins doing all right in the back right now. We're a little bit scrappy, but sometimes scrappy is good, especially in the 22nd minute. You just need to get it up. The players start running.
Now subs for both teams. Asher Axe, number 5, comes on for number 7, Ryan Namey, and now for number 28 for the Dominican bench, Brian Juarez is coming in for Herrero. Yeah, for Herrero. Now, new fresh. Fresh likes it once again and making more subs. Free kick. Number two, Rodewald tries to take a ripper, but Patrick Rabbit is there to take to catch it. Patrick Rabbit is waiting for all his teammates to come up, and they need to take this fast to stop wasting time. He punts it all the way to the left side of the field, but it's going to be out for a throw and for the Dominican, for the pink, for the Cordis side. Way too powerful kick. I don't think Rabbit was expecting it to be that powerful. Espinoza now throws it in to Rodewald. Rodewald tries to possess it, but gets it possessed by Mark Aguirre. Mark Aguirre gets through it, but Asher Axe is there for the foul. It seems as though Mark Aguirre got a little bit of a dead leg there. He's limping a little bit, you know, having a little bit of a limp. He's got to roll it out. Ryan Gold is now ready to take this free kick about the 40-yard mark on the Concordia Irvine side.
Swing it in, maybe towards the far side.
And the ball goes in. It's a straight shot. It looks like it was a shot, but the goal, it went straight to the goalie's hand. It was a great, if it was a shot, it was a good shot, but if it was a cross, could have been a little better. The goalkeeper passes it to Espinoza. Espinoza tries to pass it to Garfield. Garfield tries a through ball, but cannot get it. McGregor gets it, passes it to Mark Aguirre. Mark Aguirre squares it down to Zamora. Zamora passes it back to McGregor. McGregor does a long, nice pass on the ground to Murphy. Murphy now controls it, passes it to Mika Allo. Mika Allo has a hard time controlling the ball with his first touch. Gets this possessed by Geddes. Geddes passes it back to Garcias. Garcias does a little fake shot, gets past Mika Allo. Garcias passes it, but cannot get it, and gets intercepted by Martin Gomez. Martin Gomez passes it to Juarez. Juarez is in, lays it off to Micah Allo. Allo is looking for the cross, crosses it in. Macias cannot get to it, but Brian McGregor gets at the box. He tries a shot, too slow, and Christian Tate got the ball. Great little play by the Dominican Penguins.
I think we continue this intensity, as I said. It is 20 minutes left in this game. If we take more shots like that, up right in the front, scrappy. I don't care how we get it in the goal.
It was a high punt by Christian Tate. Goal that gets it, headers it back into the Concordia Irvine side, but it was called a free kick against Macias. Macias, it seems like he's getting his head's getting a little bit too hot right now. He's got to calm it down. I know he's got a goal, but he's just got to relax. Now it's around the 40-yard mark on the Concordia Irvine side. Number 11, Jeremy Gordon takes it. It's a little pass to Garfias. Garfias then passes it back to Gordon. Gordon then clears it all the way up to Nihe. Nihe passes it back to Axe. Ash does a little through ball all the way to Garcias. Garcias up trying to get past Juarez. Gets around him, gets a cross in. Get us there for the header, but the header's way too far over.
We look a little bit tired in the back right now. We're running after the ball. We need to press a little bit harder because Concordia has control of the ball, and it's making us definitely, you can see that we're a little bit tired because they move the ball pretty quickly. So we need to get the ball, possess it, make sure they don't get control of the ball, because right now they're going to try to waste time. Bring it, swing it back and forth in the back if we get control of it.
And now Nihe coming out for Eric Torres. Once again, Patrick takes the goal kick over to Murphy. Murphy tries to get past Eric Torres, but cannot get it. Eric Torres passes it back to Geddes. Geddes passes it back all the way to Garfias. Garfias passes it back to the defender, Espinoza, on the left side. Espinoza tries to pass it, or passes it all the way to Rodewald. Rodewald gets possession. Cuts in, gets past Gomez. Rodewald gets it to Asher Axe on the right side. Asher Axe tries to cross it in, but could not get the cross in, deflected off Mark Aguirre for another corner kick.
I think Mark needs to talk to his defenders right now and get them in the right order right now. They're not seeing the field together. A lot of the balls are going by them. They're sliding in a little bit too early.
Asher Axe passing a short corner to Raji. Raji crashed across it in. The cross was way too high, but McGregor gets the header. Header gets it to Garcia. Garcia tries a ripper, but it's not a good shot. It's on the ground. It gets it to to Micah Allo. Allo now, it's a breakaway between Juarez and Micah Allo. Allo has a little bit too far of a through ball to Juarez. Juarez cuts in, gets past his defender, cuts in another one. Oh, and he gets struggled. He goes pushed down, but the referee says nothing once again. But now the Concordia Irvine kicks it, and it goes out for a throw for the Minden Penguins. That seemed like it was a questionable call by the ref. It seemed from my perspective, it could have been called a penalty, but maybe the ref had a better view. Murphy gets the ball. He gets past the defender, crosses it in. He gets the cross in. Christian Tate gets it easily in his hands. He throws it over to Asterax. Asterax streaking down the right side. He keeps streaking. He tries the through ball, but Gola gets it. Axe gets it back. Axe gets the through ball over to Rodewald. Rodewald cuts in. He's looking for the cross. He lays it off, but Martin Gomez is there for the clear. He clears it over to Garfies. Garfies gets it back. He tries to get it. Passes it to Asher Axe. Asher Axe gets around his defender. He's looking for the cross. He cuts it back. Oh, he cuts back past Gullett. It seems like there's a foul. Gullett held, like, bear hugged him a little bit. And now it's another free kick for Concordia Irvine. A little bit closer than a corner. So it's nearly or even more dangerous than a corner should be.
Once again, I was just saying, the defense needs to talk. I definitely think they're getting by them. They're getting tired.
Yeah, no, they need to calm down. They need to organize themselves. And they need to realize that there's 15 minutes left in this game, that it's not the end of the world. They still have 15 minutes to make an opportunity, and 5 seconds won't make a difference. Now, Jesus Garcia and Asterax both going in for the free kick. Asterax goes over it. Jesus Garcia takes it. Gomez headers it out for clearance. Gullett trying to chase it down, but it goes out of bounds for another Concordia Irvine throw-in. Once again, folks, you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. Espinosa throws it into Garfias. Garfias passes it to Raji. Raji then tries a through ball to Asherax. Asherax gets it. Cross it in. There's a header. Murphy gets deflected, clears it into Macias' feet. Macias tries to calm down the ball, using his body to protect it, and it goes out for a throw-in for the Dominican Penguin throw-in. There is a Dominican substitute, Samora, coming off for Damian Cortez, number 20. Ryan go asking his players to check in. Throws it in. He throws it into to Cortez. Cortez passes it back to Gullett. Gullett clears it out of the way. Goes into the defensive, into Cortez's defense, into Jeremy Gordon. Jeremy Gordon clears it over to Geddes. Geddes tries to get a nice through ball over to Torres. Torres controls it. Gets past Murphy, but there's a foul called on Torres. Murphy gets the ball back. Tries to get it quick, but he's now decided to take a time because there was no available options. There's another substitute coming in. Gunby coming in for McGregor once again. Actually, the substitute was called off because you're not supposed to make a substitute on a free kick. Murphy is about to take a free kick. He takes a free kick. It's a long free kick. Gets into the head of Garfies. Garfies then passes it to Axe. Axe trying to gets past Cortez. Cortez. Axe now tries to get, runs down the middle, gets tripped up, but there's no foul called. Cortez gets the ball. Cortez passes to Allo. Allo gets it around the halfway mark. He still has the ball, trying to use his body, passes it up to Juarez. Juarez tries to play it through to Macias. Macias is at the edge of the 18 on the right side, on the left side. He lays it back to McGregor. McGregor tries to get through it, but he cannot. He gets pushed over and gets dispossessed. Garfies now takes it up the halfway line. Passes it up to Rodewald. Rodewald gets a through ball to Ash. Asher Axe. Oh, Asher Axe tries to cut in. Mark Irigaray goes in for the side tackle and is called for that free kick. That free kick is at the same spot they got their second goal from. This could be a dangerous free kick again. Mark Irigaray, I think, is going to get a booking on this one. He's going to get a yellow card for that slide tackle, and well deserved.
yeah, that was a little bit too dangerous right there. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do when you're a defender. If you need to stop the play, sometimes you're going to have to foul a person, take that yellow. Don't necessarily think it. I think it was kind of his only option right there. He was looking a little bit too fast for Mark. He slowed down the play. Now the Penguins can get ready for this free kick and hopefully get this out. Out and clear, maybe up to Allo, who's up there, who's fast.
And he takes a free kick. The free kick, it's headed out by, once again, by the Dominican Penguins side, but gets back to Jesus Garcia. Jesus Garcia runs up, takes a cross, but it gets deflected off Ryan Golet for another Concordia Irvine free kick, corner kick, excuse me. There's going to be a substitute. Gumby finally comes on for Austin McGregor, and Asher Roth, Asher X comes off for number 12, Connor Gordon. You can hear Kingsley telling his player to sprint off the field so they don't waste that much time. And finally, number 12, Connor Gordon comes into the game. Asher Axe was in there for a little bit. He made and has made his contribution with that nice free kick that led his team to another corner kick. Jesus Garcia has taken it the corner kick, crosses it, the Dominican Penguins header it out. Martin Gomez for the Dominican Penguins tries to control the ball, but it just bounces over his foot and out for a throw-in for the Concordia Irvine team.
A little bit of noodle legs right now, I think. Is 11 minutes left. Making subs can be a little bit not a good idea right now, even though they are tired.
Espinoza throws it in, but Cortez is there to kick it over once again for another throw-in. Espinoza throws it into Garfias. Garfias with a nice little turn, but cannot get possession of it. Juarez passes it up to Gumby. Gumby tries a little through ball to Cortez, but Cortez cannot get to it. Espinoza gets to it instead, passes it back to Jeremy Gordon. Jeremy Gordon gets past Cortez. Cortez passes it back to Espinoza. Espinoza tries to pass it to a player, but Macias dispossesses him. Passes it to Juarez. Juarez on the left side. Back to Allo. Allo tries to do a little 1-2, but he could not get to it. Now that the Dominican players have it back, passing it back to Caligari. Caligari now calming it down, passing it to the left flank to Golet. Cross it in. Michael Allo is there for the header, but just over the post, over the crossbar. Great play, great passing, and now another substitution. Chris Rodriguez coming in for Isaac Geddes.
I think they're gonna keep subbing people, definitely wasting the time with the subs.
With 10 minutes left, they're trying to get everyone. They're trying to get everyone rotation, trying to get time wasted. And now Christian Tate is going to take the goal kick, takes it, stops around halfway. Cortez and Garfias trying to go for it. Juarez gets it. Oh, Macias with a nice little flick tries to get to Allo. Allo tries to possess it, but he cannot possess it. Murphy possesses it again, and Murphy takes the shot. It's an ambitious shot for Murphy from a defender. It's on the ground, and it goes out wide.
I think the intensity right here is the coach is yelling, we need to keep it here. Penguins need to keep her right here. We seem to be doing well going down the middle, controlling in the middle, passing it around the middle. I think that's where we need to consistently stay right now. The Concordia defense doesn't seem to get on the ball as fast when it's in the middle. Out wide, they seem to be able to get it.
Macias does a little nice little flick, but he cannot possess it. Gets it to Chris Rodriguez. Chris Rodriguez does a little flick, but gets it possessed by the defense. Juarez seems like he's really injured. He gets fouled by Raji, and it seems like his ankle is killing him. Raji gets a yellow card for that tackle and for that dangerous play. Juarez is still on the ground, still having difficulty trying to get up. He finally gets on his knees, and he gets up. He's limping, and he's running onto his position.
Two balls right now on the field, not really sure. I think this is slowing down the game right now with the little bit of a foul right there. They need a little more high intensity. Maybe been a quick one if there was no foul in yellow. I think Mark is going to be able to get it down the middle, his kick.
And Mark now kicks it. Mark kicks it to the middle, but gets dispossessed by the defense. Chris Rodriguez passes it over to Jeremy to Connor Gordon, excuse me. Connor Gordon still has the ball, trying to get his way through Martin Gomez. Then he passes to Raji. Raji passes 1-2 back to Connor Gordon, and Connor Gordon gets the ball from Mark Calgary, but it goes out for a goal kick. You can see Connor Gordon complaining and complaining to the AR, saying that it was off a mark. But
I'm seeing the tiredness right now.
It's getting tired. It's getting a little sloppy over here. Yeah.
Some subs right now are needed. I think Martin is getting a little bit tired. He's working hard right now. A little bit, maybe a change up right now.
Gomez tries to pass it into the middle, but it gets possessed by Eric Torres. Eric Torres is running down the middle. He's running in the middle. He cuts in. He gets past Calgary like it was nothing, and he takes a shot. The shot goes just up over the crossbar, and it seems as if Calgary just got destroyed. He just stood there. The Calgary wasn't even focused on that play. He just Torres did a little cut and tried taking it in, but he just couldn't get it in.
The tiredness for sure. I think that when you're at this position right now, you're so tired, but you don't want to take yourself out of the game. You want to keep the intensity, but you're getting the legs. The legs are getting noodles.
All coaches yelling at Robert to take that goal kick fast. It gets back into the position of Eric Torres. I mean, Connor Gordon. And Connor Gordon, takes a fake, fakes a shot. Ryan Gullett falls down, tries to get through Michael Allo, but gets fouled at the same place they've been getting fouled at, right above the right side of the 18-yard box. Trying to waste time, taking their sweet time, maybe even having a little tea break on the side, you know. 6 minutes and 40 seconds left with this free kick. Chris Rodriguez is up there taking it with another Concordia Irvine player, but he's leaving, so Rodriguez is taking that free kick. He's lining it up. He's getting ready. 6 minutes on the clock. Takes a low to the ground free kick. Gets it possessed by the Dominican defense. Clears it, but back onto to Espinoza, the Concordia Irvine defense. Rodriguez passes to Rodewald. Rodewald lays it back to Raji. Raji through balls it over to Torres. Torres gets it. Pass to Raji. Raji's in the box. Raji gets past, tries to get past Gomez. He couldn't get past Gomez. Gomez tries to get it cleared. Gomez couldn't. Then, shot by Garfias. It was a poor shot, but it was a shot indeed. Macias gets it. Tries to pass it to Allo. Allo could not get to it. Espinoza passes it to Gordon. Gordon gets it possessed. Jeremy Gordon is running back. Passes it to Christian Tate. Christian Tate clears it off to up the field. Espinoza tries to get it but cannot, and it's out for another throw-in for the Dominican Penguins. A substitute, Zamora, coming in for Cortez.
We have a couple more subs. But
for Cortez, and there might have been more subs, but it doesn't seem like it now. Gomez is about to take this throw-in for around the halfway mark. Throws it, and it's a big throw into Gumby. Gumby's at the receiving end. Pass, tries to flick it off to Zamora. Zamora couldn't get it. Now dispossessed. Now is a foul called on Martin Gomez, even though Gomez is trying to. I mean, Martin Gonzalez, he couldn't get it. And now it's a free kick for the Concordia Irvine. Number 6, John Latona, takes a free kick. Great ball, but no one's there at the return. Mark Calgary kicks it out, thinking there was someone behind him, and has a throw-in at around the 18-yard box.
Lack of communication right now. I think the coach really needs to start saying something to the back line. I understand that they're tired. They're tired. The game's almost over, but they need to keep that back line
They gotta go for that tie, you know. Once again, the players are taking their time. The substitution, number 13, Eric Torres comes off for Ryan Namey. And Espinoza comes in, but they're stopping the clock for some reason. And now they're actually pushing the clock back because they forgot to stop the clock as they're making substitutes. Instead of 4 minutes and 27 seconds, it's going to be around 4 minutes and 25, around there, I think. Only 2 seconds.
Every but second counts.
Concordia Irvine passes it, throws it in, but Micah Allo is there to clear it off for another throw-in around the halfway mark for Concordia Irvine. Jeremy Gordon is there to take it. Lays it off, actually, to Espinosa. Espinosa goes up, takes the throw-in. Rodriguez tries to flick it back to Rodewell, but Mark Calgary is there for the header out into the out-of-bounds. Once again, Espinosa is there to take it. So takes it. Golet is there for the header. Is possessed by Connor Gordon. Connor Gordon tries to get past everyone. He gets past a couple of people. Murphy's there to clear it. Back clears it onto Raji. Raji passes it to Namie. Namie keeps running. He tries to get past Brian Juarez. Brian Juarez get called for the slide tackle at around the 18-yard box on the other side, on the left side.
The frustration's definitely coming in right now. You can see it on the players' faces. But they still have high intensity when they're going up. They're running down the middle. They're getting it up to Micah.
It was a short free kick to Ryan Name, and there's two players on him. They dispossess him. There's a free kick on Ryan Name because he was trying to hold everything back. Murphy's about to take it. Even though I think the Dominican coaches want Rabbit to take it for a longer kick, but Murphy's about to take it. He takes it. It's a decently big kick. Passes the halfway mark. Gumby gets tripped over, but there's no foul. Espinosa clears it out back to Calgary. Calgary passes it to Golet. Golet's trying to rush in to get the ball. He gets the ball and not out of bounds, but gets dispossessed by Espinosa. Espinosa passes it to Rodewald. Rodewald gets dispossessed by Martin Gonzalez. Gonzalez gets it, but he gets dispossessed by Espinosa. Espinosa crosses it all the way to Ryan Namie on the other side. Namie with brilliant footwork tries to get past Murphy, but Ryan Namie gets another foul called on him for the aggressiveness on Connor Murphy. I think the Penguins are trying to get all their players up. They're trying to get everything up so they can at least get one. Even, no matter the quality of the goal, they have to get at least one little goal in. Once again, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official home of radio, of Penguin Radio for the Dominicans. The free kick was taken, but straight into the header of Connor Gordon. Connor Gordon tries to clear. Mark Calgary is there trying to fight against Rodewald. Gets it to Micah Allo. Micah Allo gets bad touch. Gets dispossessed by Garfias. Garfias passes to Chris Rodriguez. Chris Rodriguez tries to do a little nice little flick onto the through ball, but gets it over to Micah Allo. Micah Allo is running down the middle. What will he do? He crosses it into to Brian Juarez. Juarez is there. Does a little footwork. Passes it to Zamora. Zamora passes it. Lays it off to Gumby. Gumby takes a nice little finesse shot, but straight into the hands of Christian Tate.
That was good control. I think that was our best opportunity so far this half. We controlled it and brought it up. We weren't panicking about that one.
Christian Tate now kicks it up. It's a good punt, but Rodewald fouls Martin Gonzalez, and now it's up. Now they're even. Rab is going to take it, even though it's 3 yards away from the halfway mark. Everyone is coming up except Mark Calgary. Mark Calgary is the only defender staying back just in case of the counterattack. Patrick is trying to find his target, kicks it. It's a bullet of a free kick. Connor Gordon gets it though, clears it. Martin Gonzalez gets it, passes to Connor Murphy. Connor Murphy passes it, tries to do a long ball to Brian Juarez. Brian Juarez cannot control it. Now Ryan Namie trying to take it up. He's streaking down the right side. He's got footwork, but he just cannot keep control of the ball. Brian Juarez passes to Gomez. Gomez passes to Connor Murphy. Murphy then does a long ball up to the attackers and hits Zamora. Zamora passes it to Calgary. Calgary's controlling it, running up the middle. Passes it to Zamora for a through ball. For Gumby, but Gumby cannot get possession of it. Oh, what a beautiful vision. What a beautiful view looked by Calgary. The game is about to come to an end in 5 seconds, and Concordia Irvine seems like they're going to get that win. Their first win of the season. Wow, Dominican gets their sixth loss. It's been a tough season so far, but it's just the beginning season. There's more games coming, and there's more opportunities to make goals. What did you think about that game, and especially that half, Lexi?
That half was definitely, maybe not the possession was there for some of it, but the high intensity was there. I see that the Penguins, if they keep what they have, maybe work on the back line a little bit more. But the high intensity in the attack was good. We got those crosses off. Macias with that cross into the goal. Right now, Allo's fast. If we continue to get it down the middle and make the little touches back and forth amongst each other and a shot off a little bit before the 18, I think the next couple games are going to be good for the Penguins.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. And Concordia Urban had a great game, too. They possessed, even though the second half didn't seem as in control as they were in the first half, they still got the W. But as Lexi said, they just need to keep everything up, and hopefully they get the win next time. This has been your play-by-play man, Joaquin Cordero, and your color commentator, Lexi. And join us for the girls' soccer game. Dominicans facing Concordia Irvine again for the women's at 2:30. Please join us. Once again, this is radio.dominican.edu at Ping Radio, the official home of Dominican soccer.